KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 61 degrees in Atlantic. Again, we look for a chance of showers later this evening, a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. An investigation into a multi-vehicle hit-and-run accident Sunday morning in Creston resulted in an arrest. Creston police say 20-year-old Mason Wagaman of Creston was arrested at his home for leaving the scene of an accident. He was taken into custody about 3 hours after his 2003 Dodge struck two vehicles. The crash happened around 4 a.m. Sunday. Officials say Wagaman was traveling north on Elm Street when his car hit the rear of a legally parked Chevy pickup. The impact caused airbags on the Wagaman vehicle to deploy. He kept driving, though, with his vehicle throwing parts onto the street. His car also dented the side of a parked 2001 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Following the first impact, the pickup slid and hit the rear of a parked 2004 Pontiac Grand Am. Wagaman took off running after the crash, which caused a total of $7,800 damage. No injuries were reported. Wagaman pled guilty to the charge and was released from custody. Police in Creston report 5 recent arrests. As I mentioned a moment ago, on Sunday, 20-year-old Mason Wagaman of Creston was arrested for leaving the scene of an accident. He was pled guilty and was released. 28-year-old Logan Davis of Creston was arrested Sunday for OWI second offense. He was later released on $2,000 bond. And 34-year-old Raymond Davis of Creston was arrested Sunday on an Adair County warrant for harassment in the third degree. Davis was released to the custody of the Adair County Sheriff's Office. On Saturday, Creston police arrested 19-year-old Keegan Williams of Creston. He was taken into custody on a Polk County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original possession of controlled substance charge. Williams was released to Polk County authorities. And on Friday, 33-year-old Darren Wright of Creston was arrested for interference with official acts. He was later released on $300 bond. In other news, the Creston police say a resident in the 600 block of Birch Street reported Saturday that sometime between 4:30 and 6:30 p.m. on that day, someone took his bicycle that was in the front yard of the residence. The loss was estimated at $80. Red Oak police say a man was arrested on a public intoxication charge early Sunday morning. 53-year-old David Lawrence Howe of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 12:35 a.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where Howe was being held on a $300 cash bond. In other news, the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission has approved rules for consolidating the greyhound racing in the state to one track and paying off the dog owners who do not want to continue racing. Racing and Gaming Administrator Brian Orilko says the vote last week is one of the last steps in the process.
It's been kind of a lengthy process we believe the public's had quite a bit of input in, and those rules were final adopted at.
Orilko says the system for the payouts could be in place in a couple of months.
The next step could be we may have to appear in front of the Administrative Rules Review Committee, and if there are no delays on those rules, we expect them to become effective on November 18th.
The dog tracks in Dubuque and Council Bluffs agreed to make annual payments to a fund to get out of greyhound racing.
It equates to $72 million over, I believe, 7 years. And so half of that money is to be distributed to participants and stakeholders of the industry. And
under the agreement, the Council Bluffs track will end greyhound racing this year, and the Iowa Greyhound Association will take over the operation of the Dubuque track. A weak demand for crude oil and ethanol has delayed construction of a proposed $30.9 million railcar maintenance facility in northwest Iowa. Local officials believe the Trinity Rail Project will still be built in Sioux City once the shipments rebound. The 150,000-square-foot facility was supposed to create 250 new jobs, including 160 that would pay $16.63 an hour. That's why state officials approved tax credits for the project last year. Sioux City Economic Development Director Marty Doherty says the company is reevaluating the size of the project. Trinity Rail hasn't finalized a project agreement with the city. An annual report gives Iowa good but not glowing scores for the state's policies that impact children with asthma and allergies. Larissa Kachinuk, advocacy and outreach manager for the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, says the study they studied 23 core standards, and any states that match 18 of those standards are put on the honor roll. This year, Iowa checked off 16 categories.
Yeah, that is a decent score because you're pretty close to those 18 to make the honor roll. So hopefully within a year or two, Iowa might see itself on the list. The state scored really well on medication and treatment policies, so particularly with the nurse-to-student ratio, and that's something that a lot of states have struggled with. So it's great that Iowa met that indicator.
While Iowa wasn't among the 14 states on the honor roll this year, she says Iowa is still doing well in providing a healthy and safe learning environment for children with asthma or allergies.
It was noteworthy because the state had passed legislation in 2008 called the Smoke-Free Air Act, and that prohibits smoking in and around school buildings. And I believe Iowa also passed an epinephrine stocking law earlier in 2015, so that law allows schools in the states to keep a supply of epinephrine auto-injectors, which are used for any kind of severe allergic reaction.
There's always room for improvement, she notes, as none of the states had a perfect score.
The only area where Iowa sees a gap looks like it's with outdoor air quality. So this section of the report checks to see if schools notify parents before any pesticide applications. It's also looking to see if there are any restrictions on the amount of time school buses are allowed to idle on the school grounds. And this is because vehicle emissions can be a trigger for asthma attacks.
About 7 million children nationwide have asthma. Another 6 million have a food allergy. She says it's vital the state make more progress toward better school-based policies, as asthma and allergies are among the leading causes of absenteeism. Asthma alone leads to an average of 10.5 million missed school days in the U.S. each year. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.